Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Kasama natin ngayong umaga si Jasmine Gaspi, isang professional dance instructor, choreographer, dancer, actor, and model. Good morning, Jasmine!
Hi! Good morning!
Yes, gaya na sabi ko, you are a professional dance instructor. But first, how did you start with dancing?
So when I was 4 years old, my parents enrolled me to ballet lessons. And from there, they thought that I should add jazz, ballet, tap. And so I was 4 years old and I started from there. And then I started to do ballroom dancing with my two brothers.
Wow, not even a teen.
Yeah. and then we just started doing ballroom together with my two brothers and performing and competing. And then from there, I just went to performing art school for a year at 85 International. And then from there, I pursued my career as a professional dancer to go overseas and to do cruise ships.
And you started, when you started doing these lessons, this is in Sydney or in Australia already?
I studied in Australia, in Sydney.
Mm. Tell me about your parents. Are they also into dancing? Marunong ba sila sumayaw?
Yeah, of course they're born to dance as well. They've always wanted to like dance, but you know, they pursued their career as a nurse. But more so, my dad is in the creative industry. Like, we all do shows together at the Sonny Sutherland Jukebox Rock and Roll shows. We've done that as a family, not with my mum, but like my dad, my two brothers and I, for about a good 4 years.
Wow.
And then from there.
That's a good business, dance business.
Yeah.
So from studying dancing, from learning all these dance styles, which one is your favorite?
That's a very hard decision because I really do enjoy all dance styles, but I would have to say my heart goes with like Latin jazz funk.
Oh, wow.
Yes,
but interesting also, you also teaches bridal dance.
Yes, that's correct.
The ones that you mentioned earlier are fast dance, and bridal dance is medyo mabagal, di ba? Kasi dapat sweet, mellow yung music.
Yes, that's right.
How do you do that?
I think it's more so like the feeling of the song. So I just listen to the beat and the lyrics. But I really do enjoy choreographing, and also I see how I base my choreography on the couple itself. You know, depending what style of they would want, so either extravagant or very basic movements. I just simply base it on the couples and their personality as well.
So does it mean that you are more focused now on teaching bridal dances?
I am focused more on that because it has become my side business. So I really do enjoy teaching it.
Are there a lot of couples wanting to learn this bridal dance?
Especially now. This is like the wedding peak season, so everyone's pretty much getting married around August till January.
Yeah.
So they're all booking in advance. Some have left it to the last minute for only like say 2 months of dancing to ask for lessons. But other than that, I do require like them to ask me like probably to start dancing 3 months in advance before the wedding. date, yeah.
Are there any Filipino couples asking to learn bridal dance at all?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Filipinos are very into music and dancing also, but do they hire you or ask you to please teach us this dance?
Yes, yes, they do. There are a lot. How I get the couple to come is by word of mouth, pretty much.
Yeah. Mm. But before you teaching bridal dance, you've also performed in some big events before. Can you mention some? Which are your favorites and the biggest ones? You did a Lady Gaga concert, is that right?
Yes, I had. I had done that. And just to name a few, like say Timomatic in Australian, Jessica Malboy, I can't think of
Stan
my
Walker
head.
Concert?
Yes, Stan Walker, Pauline. I did do the X Factor and the show's Got Talent as well.
Mm. And you also joined the So You Think You Can Dance season 2?
Yes, I did. Yes.
How was that experience?
Yeah, it was like one of a great experience. And even though I didn't get to, you know, as far as I would like to, but definitely it was an experience that I will remember. And the audition process was very intense, but I did really enjoy it so much.
If given a chance, will you do it again?
Yes, yeah, definitely I would. But, I mean, right now I'm at a different level now. Yeah, so I'm more so focused on my bridal teaching dance. Yeah.
Going back to bridal dances, you mentioned earlier that you require 3 months prior to the weddings. Is it hard to learn the bridal dance?
No, not at all. Like, I think it goes to show if you're determined, and how you see yourself, what you want to expect. Do you want to feel like, you know, I make sure that the couples will feel comfortable, confident, and enjoying the process of their lessons. Like, so I try to make as fun as possible, so that they're eager to learn, and it's just step by step guide, and it's whatever suits their flexibility. So, so if they want it, like extravagant, I would give them all the best tricks and stuff like that, like lifts and dips. But then if they want something basic, like I would just, you know, go to what they need.
Mm. Are there a lot of bridal dance instructors in Sydney particularly?
There are, but not so in my area, which is the Sydney Southwest in Liverpool, in between Liverpool and Parramatta, like the Fairfield area.
Mm-mm. Being a bridal dance instructor, having teach these couples, are you also getting lots of invitation to come to their weddings and see how they go with their dances?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, people have invited me to see their wedding, but yeah, of course, I do teach Saturday, Sunday, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So a lot of my clients couples that I teach are on those days. So sometimes I do get to see them. Sometimes I'm unable to see them. But I do make sure that they give me a copy of their wedding day.
Yeah, so you can see how they went.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
For those interested to... For some of the couples who are interested to come and see you and learn bridal dance, or do you also teach any other dance aside from bridal dance?
Yeah, I do. I do teach like jazz and hip hop, but also just the fun, like salsa, rock and roll, and the cha-cha, just the basic, and some partying dances as well. So not just the couples, but I do teach the bridal party itself, or the groomsman dance, or the bridesmaid dances as well.
How about for debuts?
Debut, yeah, I can teach that because it's waltz, and not only waltz, but whatever. Like if it's a ballroom based, then yeah, I can teach big amount of groups. Yeah.
For those interested to learn more about bridal dance or any other dances that you teach, how can they get in contact with you?
Yes, so they can see my Facebook page, which is Jasmine Gatsby Bridal Dance, or they can just contact me via email, jasminegatsby@hotmail.com. But pretty much a lot of them are like all referrals or, yeah.
Thank you very much, Jasmine, yes, for sharing
no worries.
Your story.
Thank you so much for your time.
SBS Filipino. Ibahagi ang iyong mga kwento sa Facebook. Ibahagi ang iyong saloobin at tasahin ang podcast na ito sa iTunes. Makakatulong ito sa iba na mahanap kami.